7:37 at WGCL. Keith, we have a very special guest this morning.
We have Marty Kohlglaser, who is the principal at Fairview School. She started with the beginning of this school year, and she joins us now.
First time to the program. Marty, we thank you for your time. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and thank you for having me on the program this morning.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we know that Fairview has been a... I don't want to say difficult. I don't think that's fair. It's been a very challenging building. It's been a very challenging curriculum. And your experience in the past has seen some challenges met and accomplished. Talk about why you felt Fairview was a good fit for you coming to Bloomington.
Fairview actually is a perfect fit for me. I'm thrilled to be here. It is a challenging school in that we have a diverse community of children coming from different backgrounds, and I have a different background in that sense, and I'm just excited to be a part of something that is new, exciting. I don't think there's any other public school in the community, at least that I have seen in the larger community, that's doing what we're doing at Fairview with the arts. And so that's very exciting.
Now, Marty, you came to us from California, Los Angeles area, to be exact, but you are a Hoosier.
I am. I was born in Bedford, graduated from Salem High School in southern Indiana, and have been in and around the community, actually have been a principal even in Seymour in southern Indiana. I've spent the last 8 years in Los Angeles and actually Hollywood, to be exact, not my community. But I had a very good experience there in a private school setting, but I'm really happy to be back in the public school setting, and particularly at Fairview with what we're trying to do here.
Now, Fairview is changing, and before we go too far into that, I want to point out you have an open house coming up to let the public see what some of the changes are at Fairview. Talk about that for a second and what those changes are.
We do. Actually, we are having a grand reopening, opening our doors to the entire community on Wednesday evening, October 19th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30. And what we will be showcasing and focusing is the performing arts piece that has been added to the curriculum this year. And we've added dance, we've added show choir, we've added African drumming. The YMCA is coming in with gymnastics, and we're teaching piano. Of course, we have the violins that all first and second graders are playing. And so that piece is new this year. And the whole purpose of that is to engage students, because all of the performing arts requires a lot of practice and diligence and focus and patience. And all those things have proven to transfer then into the academic setting, where we teach with an artful learning curriculum, which embeds all the standards that everyone is teaching, and that's just embedded in the curriculum. And so we believe that engaging the entire body and the total body of the child, we will inspire and engage and help our children to learn at greater and deeper levels. That's what we're doing.
Marty, let me speak for the skeptic out there that says, what does teaching a kid to play drums and do ballet and sing have to do with teaching them how to read and write and arithmetic?
It's actually perfectly aligned with that, because of those skills that it takes to through the arts, through the performance piece, the children actually have amazing focus and an interesting amount of diligence and practice that goes into that, which is exactly the same kinds of skills that children need when they come to the educational setting. And often children come to school who don't have those focus strategies, those patience strategies, diligence strategies, have not had to practice anything before. And so when you put them in front of a book or letters, they're at a loss. But when we engage their entire body and teach them those things through the arts experience, then they're able to transfer those same skills into the more academic setting.
What about the kids that were there before under the artful learning and are now in the new process? Are you seeing anything in them? Are they embracing this program?
Absolutely. It's been quite interesting. Even through, we have Bloomington Beat comes in and does the program for the show choir, and it's been very interesting. They've been so excited to see children come alive that they offered some scholarships even to our children that are outside of the school. We had one student who was not initially offered the scholarship and just firmly believed that he was as gifted and talented in that area and had the fortitude and the focus and the practice to put into it. So he wrote, actually, a letter to them, which is amazing in itself, that now we have the writing piece coming into the learning, and convinced them through his writing that he should also receive a scholarship, and they gave it to him because of that. And so we really see the excitement that this program is already, even with just 9 weeks of school, has brought to the lives of the children.
We're speaking with Marty Kohlglaser, who is the principal at Fairview Elementary School. And Marty, part of the success of Fairview when it went from an F school to a C school last year was community involvement, getting people involved, getting the people that were in the Fairview area and beyond to say, I want to help, I want to do something. Is that still going on?
Absolutely. We have many, many community partners. We sent out 100 invitations, actually, to people who have been directly involved with our community partnership. We have over 30 tutors who are coming in volunteering every afternoon after school to come in and do homework, read with the children. They're coming from everywhere. Cook Medical is working with us, IU Health, Boys and Girls Club, Banneker, IU School of Education. We have really strong relationships with university students who are even coming to us and helping and playing and supervising helping our teachers with supervision of recess, which has been extremely wonderful benefit to us with our community relationship and partnership with them. So we're ever grateful and always welcoming of people who want to be a part of the excitement and the change and the things that are happening here at Fairview.
When you headed to California and out to Hollywood, and we know not for the Walk of Fame and starring roles and everything else, did you see anything on the West Coast that caught your ear, eye, or attention and said, wow, that would be great if we could incorporate that back in Indiana? Or is it kind of just the public-private debate that continues to go on? This private schools can do some things differently. Did you take any of that and move it back to Fairview?
Well, there is. I actually worked at a very unique school where students are, it was a school for children who were twice exceptional, so they qualify as gifted students, but with learning differences. And the thing that I was able to bring back and learned and grew in my understanding is that many children that we might first look at as having a real struggle in learning or a real behavior issue in the classroom is often a student who is masking a gift or a talent or an high IQ that we may not see because we see the child outwardly as what we would say doesn't look like they're working very hard or not living up to their potential. And so I did learn some strategies and some things that I am bringing to Fairview and to my life as an educator to look a little more closely when we see behavior issues and to try to not see them as just someone who's just not being respectful or who hasn't learned how to behave, but that it very well may be some kind of a learning disability that is getting in the way and they're masking that with their behaviors.
Interesting.
So that's been very helpful.
Yeah. Marty, I've been there when they've done the violin concerts and those little bitty violins and the kids play them and the pride in the parents. I cannot wait to see some little elementary school girl come out in a tutu and dance to the Nutcracker. Moms and dads and grandparents and aunts are going to go berserk when they see that about what these kids can do. It's amazing. And you're seeing it every day right now.
I am. It's very exciting. And I welcome you and everyone in the community to come out on October 19th and see what we are actually doing.
6:30 p.m., was it?
6 o'clock to 7:30.
Okay, 6 to 7:30.
2 weeks from Wednesday. That's Fairview's re-grand new opening house. How about that? Do we get it all
that's
in there?
That's it. That's close.
Marty, it was a pleasure to meet you. We know we're going to speak with you down the road and keep the Fairview train rolling in the positive direction. And we'll get caught up with you, hopefully, next semester.
All right. Thank you so much.